It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Oh, I found a feather on the way here. I want to show it to you again. Yeah, some bird probably just dropped it. Look there. Look pretty. Birds drop some of their feathers when they don't need them anymore, and new ones grow in. People used to use feathers for writing, you know? Let's try this. Let's get some ink and some paper and just try it. Here's some ink, some paper. Doesn't that look strange without the traffic light here today? But Officer Clemens will bring it back. Francois Clemens. Try some more fancy writing. If Betty Aberlin can write in fancy ways, so can we. Let's write Betty. There. It does work, see? B, E, T. T. Why? Maybe if you find a feather sometime, you could try it with some washable ink. Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, some birds are very, very fancy, you know, very colorful. Some are red, some are brown, some are black, some are white. Yeah, they're all quite special. And you can even tell what kind of a bird is singing just by listening sometimes, you know? Because they each have special voices, too. If you'd close your eyes, I bet you could tell that this bird, this person, is singing to you. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend, I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world, you are special. You are. Well, we tried our experiment in writing. Now, with washable ink, you just wash that right off the end there. And then use some kind of paper to dry it off. Like to feel soft things against your skin? There's somebody at the door. Would you look to see who it is, please?
It may be Mr. McFeely, because I asked him to bring some things. Mr. McFeely.
Speed delivery. Well, here is the equipment you ordered.
Thank you very much.
First of all, here is the soft bat. And oops.
That must be the hard one.
Here's the hard bat, right?
Okay.
Here's the soft ball.
Fine.
And there is the hard ball. There you go.
Good.
Now, could you sign for the deliveries, please? Right on the dotted line here, if you'd sign right there.
Just a minute ago, I had some ink on the end of this, and we were using that as a pen.
Well, I have a pencil for you, and there you go.
Okay.
All righty, and a good day and a speedy delivery to you, Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery to you, and thank you very much, Mr. McFeely. This is what I wanted to show you. Does sound hard, doesn't it? Yeah. Now, this, they look alike. See these bats? They look pretty much alike. And yet, if I would squeeze this one, you could see that it's soft. See? It's soft like that? But I could take this one and squeeze it all day and not be able to do anything with it. See? And the same way with this ball. See that, how it goes in? It's a soft one. But this one could squeeze and squeeze, and it doesn't go in at all. When I was little, I was playing with a friend of mine with it was a bat something like this, although it was smaller. And accidentally, my friend hit me with it. Yeah, and it hurt, and I cried. Yeah, and I wanted to hit him back. But he had run away. Because he was scared, I guess. Yeah. And it really made me angry. I couldn't find him for a while, but I just thought to myself, you know, I'm angry, and I can tell you why. The reason I am angry is that somebody made me feel very small, and all of a sudden, I cried. I almost lied and said I wasn't scared. But I was scared. And now I'm angry. I'm angry. Yeah, I thought things like that about that. Why don't we make believe? Why don't we make believe that somebody in the neighborhood of make believe gets hit with something hard? Okay. Hello there, Charlie. Yeah. Why don't we pretend that it's X the owl who gets hit with something and he cries. Do you remember Nurse Miller, who used to be with the Dr. Frog, and she went with them to Westwood? Why don't we pretend that she comes back for a visit there today? She could be very helpful if X gets hurt. Okay? All right, we're ready to make believe, Charlie, to the neighborhood of make believe.
Thank you for the ride from Westwood, Trolley. I'll let you know when I'm going to be going back. Probably sometime tomorrow.
And I want to thank you for bringing those bandages all the way from Westwood.
Oh, I was glad to do it, Dr. Bill. Dr. Frog had plenty to spare. And besides, I want to see your new office.
Well, do you like it?
Oh, it's great. It's very professional. Have you been seeing many patients lately?
Oh, aye, quite a few, Nurse Miller,
I hope not too many of them too sick.
Well, not many, just mostly check-ups, you know.
Well, they're very lucky to have a good pediatrician like you, Dr. Bill.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say so, Nurse Miller.
What's that?
Ooh. Aye. It sounds like somebody's hurt.
Well, I think I'll take a look and report back to you, Doctor.
Yes.
X! X, what happened?
Nurse.
Did you get hurt? Did you fall down from the sky? Well, did you fly into a tree by accident?
Hey, what's going on here? Why, I heard all this crying, and why, X, it's you.
Yes, he's hurt, Corny, but I don't seem to be able to find out what's wrong with him yet.
But how come he's crying?
Well, because he's hurt, Corny.
But I thought only babies cried.
Oh, no, everybody cries when they're hurt, whether they're big or small.
If you got hit like I did, I bet you'd cry, too.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Well, where did you get hurt, X? Let me see.
Over here on my wing.
Oh, it looks... doesn't look too good. I think maybe we better have Dr. Bill look at it. Corny, would you go over and ask Dr. Bill to come over right away? We need him right
here. Oh, sure, Nurse Miller. Sure, I will. Dr. Bill.
Oh, there you are. Now, don't you worry. Dr. Bill will be here in just a few minutes.
Well, what's the problem here?
Bill,
is he still crying?
Of course, Corny, it still hurts.
Aye, when it hurts, you cry, and if it keeps hurting, you keep crying. Now, let me see here, X. Oh, my. You appear to have been struck. Yes.
Certainly looks that way, doesn't it, Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just flying along going home when all of a sudden, bang, something hard hit me right here.
Really is a hard bump he had.
It was so hard that he even cried, Dr. Bill.
Hi.
He cried.
Well, I think we can take care of him. Nurse Miller, will you take my bag?
Yes, Doctor.
Please. And get some of the ointment out, will you, please? Some of that antiseptic. We'll put that on there first.
Is it going to hurt more, this stuff you're putting on?
Oh, no. This is not the kind that hurts. I would tell you if you were going to hurt.
Take just a minute here. Let me have it. I'll just put a tiny bit on. There. Is that all right?
Feels a little better. Already. Bandage, huh? I'm going to be okay.
That's the best news yet, X.
Not going to cry anymore, X?
Well, I hope not.
Well, I'll see you later then. Boy, I'm glad you're better. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Corny. Now, I still don't understand how you got hurt.
Well, it was something hard. I'm sure of that. I mean, something hard hit me.
And while you were flying along, Well, while we were flying along.
My.
Oh,
yeah, what an impressive gathering. And Nurse Miller.
Lady Elaine.
All the way from Westwood. What brings you here?
Delivering bandages from Dr. Frog to Dr. Bill.
And just in time, too, I'll tell you. Boy.
Well, you're all just in time to help me. You are. Help me look for something.
Look for what, Lady Elaine?
For my brand new teeny tiny hardball. I just got it, and wouldn't you know, the second time I threw it as hard as I could, but it never came back. I even had a new sweater on to throw it, too. It went really fast. It must have hit a tree or something.
Or somebody, Lady Elaine, somebody.
Oh, I don't see how it could hit somebody. I mean, I threw it high in the air. A high ball it was.
So that's what it was.
It hit me, Lady Elaine.
What do you mean it hit you? My ball hit you?
Yep. Look at my bandage here.
Uh-oh.
You should be much more careful about throwing things.
Especially hard things, Lady Elaine.
Hey, I'm sorry, X. I mean, are you going to be all right?
I think so, but boy, it really hurt.
Did you cry?
Oh, no. I mean, yes, I did cry. I didn't want to, but I just sort of had to cry.
Well, your wing is really under that bandage, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's right there.
Hey, X.
Yeah?
What's this?
What's
under
what?
Here.
I don't know.
Oh, for goodness
sake. That's my teeny tiny hardball. That's it. That's what I've been looking for.
So that's what hit me. It looks so little.
Yes, but I was throwing it mighty hard. Do you want to try throwing it, X?
I guess I can't with my wing like this, but some other time, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm not going to throw it hard in this neighborhood anymore. I'm going to take it out to an open field. Teeny tiny hardballs need great wide open fields.
Right you are. Good for you, Lady Elaine.
Thanks very much for helping me, Dr. Bill and Nurse Miller.
Well, that's what we're here for.
You're very welcome, X. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways to say I love you. There's the bandage way to say I love you. There's the putting on a bandage when your wing is hurt. The bandage way to say I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up a coat before you're asked to. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Cleaning, drawing, playing, understanding, love you.
There's the
the singing way to say I love you.
Oh, thanks, I love you,
Nurse Miller.
Well, come along, Nurse Miller. We have our work to do.
Yes, of course, Doctor.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye, Lady Lee.
Could I go with you over to your tree?
Sure, Lady Elaine, if you want to.
You really are going to be all right, aren't you?
Sure I am.
Even though you cried?
Sure. Come along.
Okay, Trolley. I guess Lady Elaine was afraid that X wouldn't like her anymore because her ball hurt him, her teeny tiny hard ball. You know, my friend that hit me accidentally when I was little? I think he was afraid that I wouldn't be his friend anymore either. But you know what happened later that day? He and I started to make one of those go-karts together. You know the kind I showed you one time with the wheels that you put on and you just wheel it along? Yeah. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Oh. Hi, Fritz.
Come
in.
Hi, Fred.
Thanks for bringing it back.
Well, I said I'd bring it back. I only need it for one day.
How was your class?
It was fine. We talked about which side of the street to drive on. We talked about speeds, how fast to drive.
Uh-huh. Now I'll put this in first.
Okay. And we talked about these three lights. Oh, the red, good. The yellow, and the green.
There. This really looks strange without it there, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's been there for so long. There we go. I'll hold it securely.
Put that nut in there. There, does it seem to be tight?
That'll stay.
Okay, now I'll plug them in, and you tell me if they're on.
Okay.
I'll plug the red one in first, okay? Mm-hmm. Tell me when it goes on.
It's on now.
Okay. Now I'll plug the yellow one in.
And that one's on.
Okay. And now the green one.
Now the green. You know, I had a lot of fun explaining that to my class.
How did you tell it?
Well, when the red light is on, I told them to stop at intersections, not to go. Then when the yellow light was on, it was for caution. And that meant the red light was going to come on rather soon, so...
Better stop then,
right,
too.
Right. And the green light means look in both directions, and it means they have the right of way and they can go.
And go. Great.
Well,
I'll turn them off here.
Yeah. I'm going to have to be getting back to the opera house, Fred.
Oh, do you have to leave so soon?
Yes, I do. I've got to be off.
Oh, boy.
Never get enough practicing.
You'll come back, though, won't you?
Of course I will.
To visit.
Righto.
Thank you very much for stopping by.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's take a look at this. He said he'd bring it back, and he did. I'm going to turn on these lights. This is the top one, the middle one, and the bottom one. And you tell me which one is flashing, okay? You guess it? Okay. Now, what about this one? Okay. Now which one's flashing? You call out if it's top, middle, or bottom. Just call out. I'm going to do it faster now. See it? Now, how many times will this one flash? You just count them. That many? Okay, try it again. Good. I like that being back there. All right. Let's clean up our work here. How about some food for you, fish? There. I wonder if fish ever cry. What's that? It's not the telephone. Hi, that's Mr. McFeely.
Delivery.
Delivery. What's that?
I just thought you might enjoy seeing the bell.
Sure would.
That's been in our family for a long time.
Oh, that's a fine bell, Mr. McFeely. Oh, do you want to take back your thing?
Oh, sure I do.
Just a minute.
All right. That's here. Well, and some more rings. We can deliver to you. Okay, good day, Mr. McFeely. Good day.
Bye-bye, and thank you. Mr. McFeely always has something. Put things away. He's off for his speedy delivery. And I must be off to my real home. I've liked being with you here in this television house today. You and I'll be together again, you know when, tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. And if something hurts, sure. Nothing wrong with crying about it. That lets people know that it does hurt. Certainly. And I like you the way you are, expressing the feelings that you have. You're the kind of person it's easy to like. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.